Got an itch? Cough? Pain? The doctor is in. Dr. Michael Smith answers your questions. You can ask by emailing your question or going to the Healthy Talk page on RadioMD.com. Listen, learn, and live a better life. And send questions. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com.
877-711-5211 if you want to talk to me live, or you can send me email questions anytime you want. As I put together the shows, I always check it out. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com. All right, let's go to our next question. Here's the true story with this. So, and the reason I want to bring up this question now, because I dealt with this. I do a lot of traveling. And right now, bed bugs are an epidemic in some of our major cities and some of the hotels. And they don't want you to know about that. So if you go to New York, Chicago, Boston, Dallas, Houston, I mean, moving west, you know, L.A., San Francisco, you really have to check the hotel beds for bed bugs. You really do. It's something that's just a necessity because the hotel's not going to tell you that. Bed bugs do not make for a great marketing plan, do they? And so I was in New York City. This was a few years ago. And listen, they attach to everything. They attach to your clothes if they're on the bed. So put nothing on the bed, by the way. And so I brought a bed bug back and had to have my mattress thrown away and sprayed and everything. And luckily, I was able to take care of it before it got bad. So the question is are there natural ways to kill bed bugs? So this is probably somebody who dealt with some of the same things I just dealt with. When I had the issue, I didn't use it. I went at those things dead. I didn't waste any time. I called an exterminator, came in, blew, got everything, and it worked. But I know that that's, for some people, they just don't want to do that. It is heavy chemicals. I get it. So I had to do some of my own research here. Turns out that something called DE, which is diatomaceous earth, has been shown to trap the bed bugs and in some cases kill them. It's known as DE. And then I also found, interestingly, some essential oils, such as eucalyptus, lavender, peppermint, or tea tree oil, has been shown to kill the bed bugs. You're not going to find a lot of research on these things. And this is really anecdotal evidence. These are some companies promoting it. I tried to do the research. I couldn't find anything real specific. The one thing that probably had some science behind it was the diatomaceous earth, the DE. So that's something that you might consider. It turns out DE is actually algae cells. Exactly how they're killing the bed bugs, I'm not sure, but that was something I found. Silica gel also might be able to help a little bit as well. Or you can just do what I did. Call in the big guns. Man, call in the big guns. So my producer, Sonar, over there at Radio MD is telling me maybe he has some issues with this. I don't know. But the DE dries the bugs out. So there you go. All right, let's go on to check your hotel beds. Yeah. Obviously, the hotels aren't going to advertise that. Okay, so check the rooms. Okay, next one, number three. I heard on Fox News Health that hand sanitizers don't work. Is that true? No, it's opposite. They work probably too good. Hand sanitizers, the theory is maybe we're over-sanitizing. There's this term, it's interesting. There's a term in medicine called hormesis. Don't make me spell it. Hormesis. H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S, hormesis. It is the study of what I'll call subclinical stressors that are actually good for the body. Yeah, so there are doctors that believe a little bit of radiation is good for you, a little bit of inflammation is good for you, a little bit of oxidative stress is good for you, because in a sense, the matter of fact, your whole immune system is kind of based off hormesis, where you are exposed to a bacteria or a virus, whatever it is, and what does your immune system do? It responds to it. It builds an immune response. It builds up antibodies. You build up memory cells to the stressor, and so, you know, getting a little dirty, if you will, you know, letting the kids roll around the mud a little bit might actually be good for us. And so the thought is that hand sanitizers go against this idea of hormesis. HORMESIS. Thank you, Sonar. He's awesome. So you can overdo it. There is something to be said about over-sanitizing things. Your immune system needs to be challenged, that idea of hormesis, and that develops strong immune systems. As a matter of fact, children that are not challenged properly tend to have more allergies as adults. So that's just something to think about. So it's not that the sanitizers don't work, they probably work too well and they knock everything out. You're not challenged. Your kids aren't challenged, through the immune system. And that could be the issue. Okay. Number four, can I take more vitamin C and D during the flu season? This is another good question. So we have to talk briefly about proper dosing. Everything has a proper dose, right? Even so, prescription drugs. As a matter of fact, pharmaceutical companies spend a lot of money and they spend a lot of time in developing the dose range, the lower end and the upper end of a drug. And what that means is if you fall within that dose range, you're going to get good effect, the benefit, and have a lower risk of side effects. That's what a dose range says. And so that includes supplements. It's not just drugs. Supplements are the same thing. There's a dose range, even for supplements. Now, we don't always know that as well for the supplements as we do the drugs, because it costs millions of dollars to do dosing studies. And, you know, supplement companies don't make billions of dollars off one supplement. So we don't have that kind of money. And so that's something to consider. So everything has a dose range. But however, the good news is during the cold and flu season, yes, you can increase the vitamin C, and that should be okay, because vitamin C is a water-based nutrient. It doesn't really build up in the system. You can go up to about 2,000 milligrams a day for a few days. The only downside to that is you might get some loose, runny stools. That does happen with vitamin C. If that happens, you just back off a little bit, okay? Vitamin D, be a little bit more careful with, because it's fat soluble. It will build up. But during the cold and flu season, I do 7,000 units of vitamin D. Now, I do that because I know my blood level, and that's really the key with vitamin D. What's your blood level? And if you know your blood level, you can play with that dose a little bit. So yes, you can increase vitamin C up to 2,000. Yes, you can increase vitamin D a little bit if you know your blood level. So get that checked, and then you can manipulate the dose during the cold and flu season, but you should be okay. And you're only going to do it for a few days, right? And then you go back down to the suggested dose. Okay, we have a question from Catherine. Catherine, come on. What's your question?
What do you do when you know that your family has a predisposition to heart disease?
Oh, okay. So you have a family member, I'm assuming a sibling or something like that with heart disease. I would do, a complete way beyond the basic workup for a nice cardiovascular panel, one that is looking at the different subtypes of cholesterol. These are called advanced cholesterol tests, like the VAP test. That's going to give you a lot more information. It's going to allow you to target certain nutrients to help reduce your risk of heart disease. So do a more advanced cholesterol test. And there we go. We have to end it. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike Stabler.